How about that? New open, new big voice guy for you.
I love it. I'm no longer a Jersey snob.
Right? Yes.
And well, I no longer have a cold, because I think that was a clip when I was like very nasally.
It is funny when you say, you know, our boss, Brad, is always listening and looking for like a little clip to take out of context and use throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then something like I'm a Jersey snob lives on for 3 years.
It is, but it is pretty, I mean, to be fair, it is a good characterization of me. I am a Jersey snob.
Yeah. You just got to own it. You got to own. As I get older, I sort of own the various. I used to try to deny, you know, am I elitist? Am I judgmental? Nah. Yep.
Yeah. Nah. You are what you are, right? Yeah. Not going to change now.
No. It's too late. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
We say goodbye in true professional sports fashion with a beautiful graphic that says thank you. This is one of my favorite things about sports. It cracks me up. When I get fired or traded to like KQ, or when they trade me to My Talk to do like celebrity girl chat in the afternoon or whatever, WCCO radio, all I ask is that they make some graphic that says, thank you.
Thank you.
And then here's a boot right up the butt kicking you out the door. That's what happened to Chris Paddock today.
The only thing better is the return and the when they come back and it's the thank you video.
Do people do fans like this? Because I, as you know, I hold a grudge, and so when a player is gone, unless you're a legend, right? Like the Karl Anthony Towns welcome that video.
Yes,
for sure, totally warranted. But if Chris Paddock ever comes back to the Twins, I don't want a welcome home video. No. You guys do this on the Wild. You do this.
You want to make it seem like, and you do, you care about the players and you care about them. But what else are you going to say other than, you know, when you're leaving, you're going to thank you. I mean, it would look... The graphic would be much worse if it said thank you for nothing or see you later.
Isn't this one better? Just the official like trade alert, and then here it is. And that's enough. It's just why are we saying thank? I guess there's nothing wrong with thank you. It's fine. But it's hilarious to me.
But here's the interesting thing. Did they thank Randy Dobnak?
I do think
that he get a thank you.
I don't think he was on the 40-man roster, so you don't get a thank you unless you're on.
How rude? How rude is that?
By the way, the Tigers are back in town here in Minneapolis in just about 2-3 weeks.
Okay,
August 14th for a 4-game set. So odds are you're going to see Mr. Paddock again.
Well, and if by some stretch Dobnak pitches, you have to go with the, you know, 3-star Uber graphic, right? Because he was an Uber driver.
Right.
Like 2 stars, would not recommend.
Now, the Saints did their own very St. Paul Saints sort of goodbye to Randy, which said emergency front office meeting to discuss tribute video, retiring number 23, building a statue, putting him in Saints HOF, naming the next firstborn after him, and all front office members growing goatee, bushy beards.
Yep. Yes.
Pretty good.
The St. Paul Saints run things, I think, like everybody wishes they could. They just... And nothing is better than when a team recognizes exactly what they are, and the St. Paul Saints do this better than anyone. They are the AAA affiliate, and they're going to have fun with anything and everything that they can. And they've always been that way. Even when they were an independent league, they were that way. It's just fun.
It's pretty good. Dave Schwartz is with us. Now, this is the first move. We know there's more coming for the Twins. The Chris Paddock experiment went fine. Paddock was fine. You can see why the Tigers would be like, yep, we need a fifth starter. He fits the bill. When you look at this squad, I guess, what are you keeping your eye on? What would surprise you if the Twins moved someone over the next couple of days?
I would be, honestly, what would surprise me most is if somehow Byron Buxton gets moved, because I still think that even though he probably draws the most interest, that's just the contract isn't great. And
the no trade clause, you know, like yeah, he would have to agree.
Yeah, he would have to waive that, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if anything surprises me at this point with the trade. I mean, it's just such a, like we talked about last week, it's just such a tough situation that they're in where they are clearly sellers at this point. But in order to make big moves, we went through all the, you know, the different contract scenarios, who's team owned through the end of this year, through the end of next year. But all of that doesn't really carry a whole lot of weight if you don't have ownership or you don't have clear ownership as to what you're going to do. And so I just, it's a really weird time in the Twins era of how are they going to deal? Who are they going to deal? Some of the ones that make the most sense are pitching, but this team desperately always has needed pitching for so long. It seems like it would be counterproductive, at least from my thinking, to start dealing pitchers at this point. Obviously Paddock is one of them, but I don't know. I think at this point, when I was reading a little bit today, it doesn't seem like they're going to do a whole lot, but I feel like that's always the mantra.
Right.
I was reading a quote where, you know, Felby was like, well, we're going to kind of do what we always do. And I heard every single Twins fan go, oh, gosh, right. You know, slap themselves in the forehead, because that seems to be always what happens. So I guess I don't know what would surprise me at this point. And the Buxton, if he waves his no trade and all of a sudden, you know,
yeah,
some monster deal comes
right.
in.
Yeah,
it would be
yeah.
shocking. But I think other than that, I mean, everything's kind of on the table at this point and not at the same time.
Let's what the heck? Let's take the temperature of the Twins. This will be fun.
Let's take the current temp of your Minnesota Twins. Brought to you by Chef IQ Sense. Get your wireless meat thermometer now at chefiq.com.
Well, the Twins play the Red Sox tonight. They're going to try to get this game in before the weather starts coming through. Pre-game is at 6. First pitch at 6:40 at Target Field. And right now, it'll be a hot night at the ballpark. Why mm-hmm. not? Why not? Since we can't seem to beat the teams that are bad, like the Red Sox are 57-50, maybe we'll beat them, right? This will be a classic Twins move. Let's heat up against some good teams and drive everyone crazy as you get right up on the deadline.
That's kind of always the way the Twins do it. Actually, I feel like that's always the way the Twins and the Vikings do. Like, just when you think that this team that they're going to play is going to blow them out of the water, they end up coming back and winning. But they've really tripped. I mean, the Twins have tripped up a lot. I mean, you come out of the All-Star break, you go into the All-Star break where they are, and then they come out, and it's just, you don't really know what this team's going to be.
Yeah.
And they just literally fall flat on their face. If they could ever scream, we are not a contender this year, I mean, they've kind of done that through the first few series of the second half. And so, you know, now you got a Red Sox team that's pretty dang good, at least a little better than the Twins.
Yep.
But who knows? I mean, who knows when you have a deal like this, all of a sudden you trade someone out of the clubhouse on a day that, you know, that does affect guys. And how does that affect them when you have a trade like this that comes through on a game day that now, okay, well, now you don't know if that guy next to you is going to be there tomorrow or not. So everything kind of, it changes. But, you know, you've heard a lot where they talk about shaking things up. Anytime guys that matter are traded, it shakes things up a bit. So it'll be interesting to see which Twins team comes out tonight.
Twins are 3-7 in their last 10. It's been a while since they've won a series. Let's break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Lynx. We'll talk about the Vikings. AI has a prediction on how the Vikings will do this year. We'll talk about that with Dave in just a minute. Dave, I got to see Soul Asylum this weekend in concert.
Where?
They were at Treasure Island at like an outdoor. They had this music fest this weekend at Treasure Island.
Cool.
It was pretty cool. I got to tell you, like Dave Perner, the whole deal, it was a heck of a show. It was pretty fun.
I liked Soul Asylum quite a bit. I'm trying to think, is that late 90s, early 2000s heyday?
Yeah, that was probably the heyday. I mean, Runaway Train was probably their biggest their biggest song, and that was 93. So,
93.
Yeah, for me, like, I graduated high school No. Yeah, I graduated high school in 93. So that, yeah, it was just kind of that alternative grungy era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like now all the concerts that I like are going to like the outer venues. Like all the guys, you know, they're at the, they're at the Twins game. They're at the Saints. Not that those places aren't great places to see your favorite people, but it's just, you know, they're
it
not.
It just is what it is. I saw this weekend Tone Loke on Sunday is going to be a free concert in Rochester. I'm like, maybe I should drive down to Rochester for a little funky cold Medina.
I'll come with you.
Right?
I will come with you.
I mean, that sounds,
I'm game.
That sounds pretty fun. Vikings camp underway. AI has predicted the Vikings will go 7-10. I think that's, well, I guess it's all about, it's all about our quarterback. We don't really know.
7-10 after a team that, after a season they had last year seems a little low to me.
This is Gemini. This is a Google Gemini made this prediction. They're not a believer. They're not a believer.
I mean, without going through the schedule game by game, that seems low to me for a team. Granted, the way the season ended, I mean, you know, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, but this is still a team last year that won 13, 14 games. I mean, this is, I don't know that you take away half of those wins just by losing, you know, losing your quarterback that got you there, especially when you know what you get in that in J.J. McCarthy, which by all accounts out of training camp is that he looks great. But, you know, it's training
camp. Everybody looks great in training camp, right?
Yeah, they do.
I think 10-7 makes more sense, but like, and if he's good enough, he doesn't need to be great. If he's good enough, I don't know, they could win 13 games again, 14 games.
Yeah,
again.
It'll be interesting to see that the little bit of the X factor on offense here for me is what's going to happen with these first couple games of Jordan Addison. If he's not available because of suspension, you lose. I mean, it's going to be Jalen Naylor who's going to step up, but now all of a sudden, rather than worrying about two guys who could legitimately probably be number ones on most teams, if Addison is out, but you know, they start with the Bears, so that's not exactly the roughest schedule out of the gate. But that'll be interesting to see if Naylor can, you know, kind of step up there and really be that guy, and where JJ's at as well.
The Lynx lost officially now at home.
Yeah.
Because they lost in the headline in the Star Tribune, Atlanta Dream hand the Lynx their first home loss of the regular season. Yeah. Now, you may remember the Commissioner's Cup title game.
Yes.
Which they also lost at home.
Yes.
Doesn't count. What's going on in the WNBA? Come on.
Well, the NBA does it too. I mean, it's these middle in season tournaments.
I love the tournaments. I do. They're fun.
See, I don't.
It's fun.
Is it though?
It's like an event. We need an event. We're all so short attention span, you know.
I just don't think that the players in any of these leagues actually care to truly win it because there's just a bigger prize during the regular season.
They like money. Yeah. They like money.
Yeah, but how much is it?
I mean, for WNBA players, it's a lot.
Well, that's probably true, as we've discussed.
All right. Twins game, they're going to win. I'm calling it. Thanks, Dave.